Jeremy, don't forget your lunch. Hannah, soccer practice at 4 o'clock today. Sarah, good luck on your test. Oh, hi. I'm just leaving some sticky notes. Great invention, sticky notes. Just write a message and stick them on the refrigerator, the bulletin board, a notebook, any place you want to leave a reminder. Which reminds me that the Bible verses we learn are like, well, sticky notes on our brains. In Deuteronomy 6, God says this.
These commandments that I give you today are to be upon your hearts.
Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up.
Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates.
Sounds like sticky notes to me. So, right now, we're going to see some, well, sticky situations that we get ourselves into and how God's Word reminds us what to do. What's the matter, Josh?
Nothing.
Something's the matter.
Nah, it's just that, well, I'm a total loser.
I'd say that's pretty tough language.
Yeah, well, it's true. I got cut from the baseball team today.
Aw, that's tough.
That's not all. My two best friends went on a camping trip and didn't invite me to go.
Aw, man.
I'm not finished. I tried out for the school play and I got the part of a shrub.
A what?
A shrub. I couldn't even be a tree, something tall and straight. I'm a yard bush.
That's something.
That's nothing. There's not even a part for a shrub in the play. The teacher just felt sorry for me and added a shrub. Yeah, just stick some old leaves on old Josh and let him be a shrub. I'm nothing. Nobody. A failure. Yeah, I'm flunking life, if that's possible. And that's another thing. I flunked a math test today, too. What a loser.
Oh, now, Josh, you know you're really special to God. In fact, you're a child of God.
Oh, please. If I'm His child, why didn't He give me 2 good eyes, not 4 eyes? Oh, yeah, and that's another thing.
Okay, guys, what do we need here?
A sticky note?
Yeah, with...
A Bible quote.
We are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do.
I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made.
To all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God.
Now if we are children, then we are heirs, heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ. I'm not afraid of anything.
Not anything?
Well, not much.
What does not much mean?
It means, well, I'm afraid of some things, I guess.
Like what?
Okay, give me your lunch money or I'll give you a knuckle sandwich.
There was a drive-by shooting in the neighborhood last night.
Did you hear about the bomb threat at the stadium?
It's a new virus. It eats your skin and then your eyeballs.
Okay, I'm afraid. So what do I do?
So glad you asked.
The Lord is near to all who call on Him, to all who call on Him in truth.
For He will command His angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways.
The Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you.
Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid.
Job. I'll never finish.
How can I do this? I don't even know where to start.
Need some help?
Yes, definitely.
Please.
Okay. God's got a sticky note for this sticky situation.
Finally, be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. We are weak, but you are strong, for nothing is impossible with God. I can do all things through Him who gives me strength.
He who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus.
Complete the work in you. For He who
I'll just die if I don't get these shoes.
Can a girl have too much jewelry?
PlayStation 2. Saw it, want it, gotta have it.
I think somebody needs a
sticky note with a Bible quote.
Very good.
Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moth and rust do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
Do it.
Don't do it. It's wrong.
Nobody will know.
You'll know, and God will know.
But you won't get in trouble.
It doesn't matter. Wrong is wrong.
You're not going to listen to that voice, are you?
You're not going to listen to that voice, are you? Do right.
Go ahead.
Do right.
Do wrong.
Do right.
Do wrong.
Wait! Stop! Somebody help! Quick! Sticky note with a Bible quote, please!
Be self-controlled and alert. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour.
Resist him, standing firm in the faith.
Put on the full armor of God, so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes.
Submit yourselves, then, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you.
Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world.
Thank you.
He doesn't look like me.
She doesn't sound like me.
He's weird.
She's strange.
I don't like him.
I don't like her.
That's okay. He doesn't like me either.
Yeah, and she totally ignores me.
What do you say, guys? Does the Bible have something to say about loving people who are different or who don't like us?
Sticky note with a Bible quote.
And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. This is the first commandment. And the second like it is this: you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these.
If you love those who love you, what reward will you get?
A new command I give you: love one another as I have loved you. So you must love one another.
So what are you doing with that clock?
Turning back time.
Why do you want to turn back time?
Maybe it'll undo what I did.
Oh, I see. You did something bad, huh?
Yeah.
And you think that turning a clock back would undo what you did?
Nah, but I don't know what else to do.
I have a suggestion.
Sticky note?
Yeah.
If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness.
Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need.
Humble yourselves before the Lord, and He will lift you up.
Thank you.
See this list? I just finished it.
What's it a list of?
It's a list of all the things that a certain person has done to me. I'm thinking about mailing it to the person. What do you think?
I don't think so.
Okay, then maybe I'll put it in the newspaper so everybody else can see it too.
Not a good idea.
At least I'll put it up on my bulletin board.
No.
Then what do I do with it?
Tear it up.
What? Tear it up? No, I just made it.
Then put a sticky note on it.
Sticky note? What would it say?
Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ, God forgave you. Love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. God demonstrates His own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
Should I do this? Most definitely. Good. Just to be sure, should I do this? No! Should I do this? Ask later.
Heads, I do it. Tails, I don't. Best 2 out of 3. Best 3 out of 5?
Rock, paper, scissors?
Sure.
Rock, paper, scissors.
Man...
Here's the right way to make a decision. You don't need a toy, a coin, or a game. This Bible quote is the best reminder.
Mm-hmm.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight.
If any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to him.
Lead me, O Lord, in your righteousness because of my enemies. Make straight your way before me.
Great invention, a sticky note. With one of these, you can leave a message like, I love you, have a great day, or it can be used as a reminder to do something. Don't forget your keys. Doctor's appointment today at 2 o'clock. A Bible verse you've memorized, whether it's in a song or not, is God's message to you, and a reminder that He's there and that He has your best interest at heart.
Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path.
The word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword.
Every word of God is pure. He is a shield to those who put their trust in Him.
Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away.
The word of the Lord is right and true. He is faithful in all He does.